It is good to be with you. We begin again tonight with the elementary school massacre in Uvalde, Texas. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden traveled there today to pay their respects and console a community in mourning. It's their second trip in as many weeks to the site of a mass shooting. The Bidens laid a bouquet of white flowers in front of the memorial outside of Robb Elementary School and walked through a memorial of 21 white crosses, one for each life lost. They also met privately with the family members of the victims and the first responders. The Justice Department said today it will conduct an independent review of law enforcement's response to the Uvalde mass shooting. Texas law enforcement officials have admitted to a stunning string of failures in their response. Once the review is complete, the Justice Department says it will make its findings public. And in Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the second largest city, Kharkiv, today. It marks his first trip outside of the Kyiv region since the start of the Russian invasion. Zelensky met with the Ukrainian soldiers stationed there, he surveyed the damage, and he spoke of rebuilding. Russian attacks have decimated more than 2,000 homes across the city. Ukrainian officials reported new shelling in the city this week by Russian forces, who still control around 30% of the region. And here at home, two more mass shootings. Authorities in Oklahoma say one person is dead and seven others were injured after gunfire erupted after midnight at a large Memorial Day event southeast of Tulsa. Police say no arrests have been made. And in Chattanooga, Tennessee, six people were injured after an exchange of gunfire downtown late last night. Authorities say a person of interest has been detained. There have been more than 220 mass shootings and counting so far this year, according to the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive. Former President Donald Trump blasted Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney on her home turf in Casper, Wyoming last night. Trump was speaking at a rally for Cheney's primary challenger.
Liz Cheney hates the voters of the Republican Party, and she has for longer than you would know. Wyoming deserves a congresswoman who stands up for you and your values, not one who spends all of her time putting you down, going after your president in the most vicious way possible.
Cheney has been a critic of Trump, refuting his lies about a stolen 2020 election and holding him accountable for helping incite the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The Republican primary for Wyoming's House seat is yet another test of Donald Trump's influence over the GOP after some of his high-profile endorsements have failed. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, after the horrific events in Uvalde, Texas, a psychologist offers advice on how to talk to children about school shootings. And Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr opens up about losing his father and how that experience made him a vocal advocate for gun control.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.